Hello and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. Ever since I was little, my mother would have us all sit and read the scriptures together. Having the mindset of a 10-year-old, I did not think scripture reading was fun at all. My younger siblings were just learning how to read, and having them read a verse of scripture would take 20 minutes. I know my mother invited us to read our scriptures because she wanted us to learn and to feel the Spirit, but at that time, it just seemed torturous. As most parents already know, making family scripture study a habit, let alone a fun habit, can seem almost impossible. But guess what? Scripture reading doesn't have to be boring. You can have fun, learn, and feel the Spirit all at once. Camille West wrote a great blog titled 5 Ways to Make Family Scripture Study a Habit Everyone Can Enjoy. In her blog, she writes 5 helpful tips that might help if you have little ones at home, or even if you are just trying to make scripture reading a regular thing for yourself. Start off by setting realistic goals. If you have little ones, it is most likely their attention span won't be as long as yours. So set realistic time or goal for your scripture reading. Instead of trying to read a whole chapter together, maybe read 5 verses, and then you can discuss or explain what you just read. Start with a simple goal and don't try to read too much all at once. If you're trying to make this a habit for yourself, try starting with 1 verse a day and keep adding to where you finally feel comfortable and still focused. You can also have a reward for your family or treat when you guys accomplish your goal. This makes it fun and gives you something to look forward to. Number 2 is be consistent and persistent. The only way to develop a habit is by being consistent and persistent. Set aside a time every day, but also be flexible if that day is too busy for everyone. One day you might have to read together early in the morning before school. Other days it might be a couple verses right before bed. No matter what time of the day it is, just make sure you get it done that day. One thing you can do is set yourself reminders on your phone so you don't forget, or send out a family text to let everyone know. Make sure that during this process that you find creative ways to involve your younger children. Something that you can do is have pictures of the story you're reading in the scriptures. Kids understand more when they have an image to connect the text to. You can also have them read out of the children's scripture book, which is available at Desert Bookstore. Or you can have your children draw out pieces of the story to show their interpretation of what they understood. Make sure that you keep them involved. Number 4, add variety. You don't always have to read the scriptures the same exact way. One day you might take turns reading out of the scriptures. The next day you can listen to the audio version of the scriptures. If you speak a different language, you can read your scriptures one day in one language and the other day in another. If it's nice outside, you could all go sit in the backyard and do scripture reading there. The point is that you can try new methods that will keep your family interested and involved. And the last step, of course, is to apply what you're reading. The whole purpose of scripture reading is not just to read, but so we can understand and apply it in our lives. The most important thing we can teach our children is to live what they learn. During scripture reading, give yourself some time to discuss what you've read and ask your children what they can do in their lives to make changes. You guys might talk about certain examples of things you can do or things you're already doing to accomplish that. You'll be amazed by some of the answers and insights that your children might have. Elder D. Todd Christofferson invites us to study the scriptures carefully, deliberately, and ponder and pray over them. Thank you for listening today. Remember, you can tune in Monday through Fridays for a daily dose of inspiration.